your baby. First things first, we like you to stare. We used to go on stage in our underwear. We changed up, we got a brand new beat. Now we got the sound that's popping in the street. They all stare. Can I help you? Everybody jam, cause this party's going ham. Just stare. Can I help you? Ain't nobody stopping, cause we got this party popping now. Second things first, we know you got thirst. But we like it when you're feeding for the funk until it hurts your hair. Can you blame me? Every time you whip it to the beat, it make a brother just stare.
Sister, freak me.
Nobody got a chance, you need your backup. Let me show you how to dance. Tell me what you wanna do. Do you wanna shake it, baby, careful not to break it now.
Don't break it now.
Don't break it now. Last things last, I need your number fast. I'd rather let the music talk while you and me walk into the past. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, March 12th, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And as usual, we got some serious hum, but we deal with it. I really like, I like all the songs I play, but I guess because this was just in my head, his song Stare, it just, it's mesmerizing to me. The sweep of it, you know, all the ways, all the meanings of that word in his life, compressed into 3 minutes. It's just, I don't know, I just have to think a lot about everything he does. That's what made him such a threat. You had to think to listen and appreciate fully Prince. And they don't want us thinking. Sisters and brothers, abundance is our birthright. And who illustrates that better than Prince? Serious biz.
That's another reason why they didn't want us listening to Prince, is he models all of what we need to know. We're going to be talking today about loving ourselves, but he also models a different definition of wealth. The wealth, the abundance that we come here with, and it just grows and grows and grows when we're left alone. Abundance is our birthright because it's what we make, our unique gift to do this with consciousness. Consciousness both of our capacity and our debt to the all of it. But a few were taught as children that abundance couldn't exist, that there was only void, a dearth, an emptiness that must be made an order made of only what is perfect, quote unquote, but that there were the ignorant who were forever getting in the way of it. The honest title and telling of this story is How the Children Who Did Not Love Themselves Waged War on Life. That misanthropes exist has been hard to miss. These who have been identified by Prince and others as takers. But without Alice, we didn't know the ABC of it, the ins and outs and hows, the how far it extended and why of it. The big it, the it that the ones who arrived from the all into close rooms of gloom and tried to rise above it and to please. The ones who could not see them and found their gift of joy and life denied. And so they cried and cried and cried. While those cold eyes stood by in silence, in all-embracing gloom, in which no time existed to recognize their plight. And as without recognition we cease to exist, they had no choice but to be a part of it, the big it, the plan of fascists, the ones who wage war with consciousness, conscious that they are fighting that which will not bow to fascism, life, spontaneous, freedom. Conscious they are fighting that which and those who will not be part of it. Those who watch the boot press and cannot be else but disobedient. And these particularly cannot now be else but, as fascists force themselves on us, barren of smooth a flow of grace, who shove their weapons in our face. That misanthropes exist has been hard to miss, but without Alice, they were viewed more as catastrophic events, best avoided if impossible to dismiss, as they somehow grew more dominant over everything, and more people seemed to be catching their disease. But without Alice, there was nothing to grapple with. They remained hidden to us, i.e., no one that we could see, fought back. As none but some of those they targeted with their secret weapon of EMF, electromagnetic force, saw them clearly. And these were silenced by the invisibility of it. And so dissent was stifled, and the mask of the left was placed on false faces, powers, agents. These guys have been waging war on us for some time, while we but shook our heads, because there was no viable opposition. What was called the left has been thoroughly infiltrated. So there's just us who see this, we who see this, and Prince, who came to fully understand the dilemma's extent and address it in the way Emily prophesied or advised, depending, a gap must be filled with that which caused it. And what Prince saw was children who did not love themselves were waging war on life. Prince illustrates Alice. He does exactly what she says you have to do to hang on to yourself. He shows us. It's so critical, his model. He did this consciously. In an excerpt from one of the interviews that I've posted with the October 30, 2016 show, he said, "We learn from being shown. It doesn't come from books and just reading it. We need to be shown." So it's having really good teachers and a bar that's so high. Creating your own universe is the key to it, I believe, and letting all the people that you need occupy that universe. And we are at that moment when that universe that we're creating is manifesting in the physical world. We are creating the world we need to thrive in. We need to be able to be whole in. We're making that for ourselves. Prince saw that we did not love ourselves. As to why these misanthropes were waging war on life, that took a bit more time. Because we've been kept so separate, and the global state guys were so relentless in their use of their secret weapon of EMF. Prince came of age in the midst of the fascist offensive against music and the arts overall, music that represented freedom. And completely unprecedented, he took it on. When everyone else targeted was either murdered or backed down or buried, isolated, or was in some way lost to us, Prince stood, our rock, our tree, our prophet, despite all this. Despite being targeted, tortured, harassed, isolated, and murdered, he stands, producing a gift of music, poetry, and political analysis that shows us what it means to put ourselves first, to love ourselves unequivocally. Once we have access to his music and the means to discuss it and catch up to him, take a picture, sweetie, I ain't got time to wait. All of his political acumen and strategic precocity, all of his prophetic vision expressed continuously and consistently throughout his work, compressed to that one message. We must love ourselves, put ourselves first. And then open our arms wide to one another. Juxtaposed with Alice and Proudhon, they raise the discussions we need to regain our joy and confidence as we develop our thought that we do indeed have a right to love each other globally.